WHDD presents Susan Says.
It seems appropriate after a day of Thanksgiving when we are thankful for all we have and what we've gone through that we remember those who were not so fortunate, suffering. Things like, the Holocaust, for example. This week I saw two extraordinary films, different in approach but almost equal in impact. The first is a docudrama called Who Will Write Our History? By Roberta Grossman, and it was produced by Steven Spielberg's sister Nancy. It's based on a book by Samuel Kassow, who's an historian. It recounts through a brilliant combination of real documentary, old footage, and reenactments, blended so beautifully it's hard to tell which is which. It was the story of the Warsaw Ghetto, where 60 citizens became, chroniclers of their daily lives so history could find out the real story. They hid their diaries in various containers in various houses. One woman, Raquel Orbach, one of only three remained alive after the war, guided the findings and tellings of these stories. After she escaped the death camp, she went to Israel and made sure that history would remember those who didn't survive. Emmanuel Ringelblum was a historian who had this idea. He gathered just regular people to write of their days, their hunger, their fears. It was really the most moving and upsetting film I've ever seen about the Holocaust. I'm not sure why, but the scenes of dead bodies and pathetically thin, starving inmates has been shown before, but this, with the music, the voiceovers, the humanity, it singled out children a lot. Maybe that's why. It was so real and so affecting, I actually had to go into the lobby at some point to compose myself. It was shown in various venues. Now it's available online. I can't tell you really how much I recommend this. I warn you, it's tough. But if they went through this in life, we can go through it to support their memory. The second film, it's out now. Well, I guess they'd call it a dramedy, comedy, drama. It's called Jojo Rabbit. It's playing now in theaters. It's about a little boy, a 10-year-old, who invents Adolf Hitler as a playmate during the war. His mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their attic. He starts out as a Hitler youth, who then slowly realizes the horror of what he's supporting. This kid is so brilliant, nuanced, amazing for a child. And the guy playing Hitler is the director. He's a genius. The visuals, the music, the fact that you're actually laughing out loud at the horror is a real feat. This kid carried a whole film on his back. I can't believe it. Scarlett Johansson was the mother, Sam Rockwell as a Nazi, both great. The director, Hitler, I think his name is Taika Waititi. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. Brilliant in both roles. Mel Brooks said, "The success is for us to be able to mock Hitler." So I know it's not an easy topic, but believe me, these two films are worth seeing. And remember, never again is now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.